we're in Simen Reish Tzavi Tes. We'll be doing from Sifim Beis through Hay. Siv Beis. Hayu Shosim, Shabbos afternoon, people are drinking. And then, Va'amru Bo V'Navdil. And they said, let's make Avdallah. And this is before Ben Ashmashas even. It's before Shkia. But they said, let's go make Avdallah. The halach is that if necessary, you can make Avdallah from Plag HaMincha. So once they said Bo V'Navdil, Im Rotsu Lasser V'Lishtos Kodem Avdallah in Sarach Lasu Lavarech. If they want to continue drinking after Avdallah, they don't have to make another bracha. V'yashmisha Cholik B'Dover. And there's somebody who disagrees. What's pshat in this? That this is called a Hesach Hadas, by saying Havlan Unavarech. Lamaisa, the Mishtabur says the Iker is like the day of Rishona. The halachi is that they do not have to make a new bracha. Siv Gimel. Kisha Mafsik Lahavdil. Ein Sorech Lavarech Bar Priya Govan Al Kosha Al Havdallah. Say that they were drinking, they were eating, drinking, and they already said a Bar Priya Govan. And now they stopped to make Avdallah. So say, for example, they were just drinking. The halachi is if you drink kamshki, you have to stop. So you made Avdallah. You don't have to make a new Bar Priya Gofen because it's covered by the Bar Priya Gofen that you made before it. V'yesh omrim shetzarech. What's the machlokis? So the Mishnah Brura says that the yesh omrim holds that the bracha of the kos of Avdallah is something on its own and warrants its own bracha. However, the Iker Halach is like the first day. The Magen Avraham writes that l'chatchila you shouldn't do this. He says that you're better off not making Havdalah in the middle of drinking because then you're left with the Safik Brachas. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings that Rov Achronim are cholik on him. And they say that really this Yesh Omrim that says that you have to make a new Bracha, this is not because it's a separate Inyan and needs its own Bracha. They hold that when you said Bo V'Navdil, that's a Hesach Hadas, you need a new bracha, which was a machlokas in the previous sif. However, since we paskin that you don't have to say another bracha, so there's no reason why you have to be machmir here. So why is the Magen Avraham being machmir, says the Mishnah Berurah. However, even though he doesn't have a teretz, but since the Magen Avraham said it, one should be l'chatchila machmir for it and not make Havdalah in the middle of the meal. Siv Dalid. What happens if somebody was eating shalashudas and it was after shkia, he can finish his meal? Birkas hamazon al hakos. The mechaber says he can say birkas hamazon al hakos. Now, what if he only has one kos? So he benches al hakos, doesn't drink it, and then he makes avdola on it. Meaning, even though you already used this kos for benching, you should save it to make Havdalah on it. But that's not ideal. Ideally, you should not be using the same kos for two mitzvahs. You should have one kos for benching and one for Birkas HaMazon. That means that the Mechaber is holding that you are allowed to drink the kos Shal Bracha after Shal Ashudis, even though it's after Shkia. This is the sheet of the Mechaber, and he's going according to the Man D'Yomer, he who holds that Birkas HaMazon really always needs a kos. Now, Lamaisa, how do we paskin? So the Magen Avraham says it depends. If you're a person that is always makbit to bench ala kos, then he says the halach is if you have two koses, you can actually drink one for a bar prayer goffin of Birkas HaMazon. And the other one, you say the Bar Priya Gofen for Havdalah. If you have two koses, you make a bracha on each one, and that's better than using one for the two of doing two mitzvahs on one. And you can actually drink the wine, but that's only if you're rugel to use a kos for benching. However, since it is our minig that people are generally not makbit to bench ala kos, even with there's a zimun, people don't bench ala kos unless there's either a minyan or it's a sudis mitzvah. But otherwise, people don't bench ala kos. Since we're not zorah during the week to bench ala kos, then you couldn't drink the kos shel Birkas HaMazon after Shechiyanu. Now, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't go into this, but one very important shaila is that of a sheva brachas. What do you do at Shalashudis sheva brachas when it goes past Shkia? When it goes into the night. So Lamaisa, there are two minhagim. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he says that even though we're not makbid to use a kos for benching, in a sheva brachas we're always makbid to use a kos for benching. Therefore, you can bench on a kos and the chazan kala can drink from it, and there's no problem. However, there are many that have a minhag that the chosn is the one who benches. He benches ala kos, and then they use another kos for sheva brachas, and they don't drink him. Afterwards, they daven mariv, and the chosn makes havdola al hakos. And then the chosn drinks that kos, and the kala drinks the kos of the sheva brachas. Now, in a case where such as this one, where someone is using the same kos for birkas hamazon as well as for havdola, so the bach shita is that you shouldn't daven mariv in between because it's a hefsik. Since you already did something al hakos, you should quickly use it for the second thing and then drink it. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that that is not the minhag. The minhag is that we do daven mariv in between. So in many places, they're noig, for example. Say if they have a shalashudas tish and shul, they'll bench al hakos, leave the kos there, daven mariv, after mariv, they'll make havdola on that kos. Sivhei, if someone accidentally ate before Abdullah, that doesn't pass as Abdullah, he's allowed to make Abdullah afterwards. Now, Lamaisa, the Mishabura comes out that even if he did it on purpose, if he did it b'mezid, why does it say shogig? Because that's more of a normal case. But even if someone b'mezid ate before Abdullah, the Allah says he could still make Abdullah.